What's going on? I found a note on my door. Come to Monica's quick. Bring champagne and a Three Musketeers bar.
Yeah, I'll take that.
What's up?
Monica and I are engaged.
Congratulations. Where is she?
I'm engaged!
Yeah, she's been out there for 20 minutes. I'm surprised you didn't hear her on the way over.
Oh, I thought it was just a kid yelling, I'm gay, I'm gay.
Yeah, no, that guy moved.
Can I bring her in?
No, no, let her stay out there. It's sweet.
I'm getting married! I'm going to be a bride!
Okay, you get her in here, you bolt the door, I'll be in the closet.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
I just want to say that I love you guys so, so much, and thank you for being here on my special night. Our special night. I mean, it just wouldn't be my night, our night, if you all weren't here to celebrate with me. Gosh, damn it!
It's okay. I want this to be your night, too. To Monica.
No, yeah. Oh, come on, wait, stop it. Okay, to Monica.
To Monica.
So, have you decided on a band for the wedding? Because, you know, I'm kind of musical.
Yeah, Phoebe, honey, she just got engaged a couple hours ago. I doubt she's even had time to think about
it. Well, speaking of chiming in, remember the time you burned down my apartment?
Yeah, you're on your own.
You know what we should do? We should all get dressed up and go to have champagne at the plaza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I can't stay too long. I got to get up early for a commercial audition tomorrow, and I got to look good. I'm supposed to be playing a 19-year-old.
What? So when you said get up early, did you mean 1986?
You guys don't think I look 19?
Oh, 19! We thought you said 90.
Right. Okay, everybody, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, is the rest of my candy bar around here?
Oh, honey, no, you ate it all.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
You know what shoes would look great with this ring? Diamond shoes. You're not getting dressed.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think we have time.
There's going to be a wedding. You're going to be the bride. 200 people are going to be looking at you in a clean white dress.
Let's do it. So, are you the fairest one of all?
Hey, I could still play 19, right?
Yeah, but Joey, you gotta dress younger. I'm telling you, if you wear the right clothes, you can look any age.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I work in fashion, and fashion is all about you.
Fashion's about me?
About youth. Youth! Listen, I'm Grandpa.
Happens to lots of guys. You're probably tired. You had a lot of champagne. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I'm fascinated. You know, it's like biology, which is funny because in high school I failed biology, and tonight biology failed me.
Check it out. Okay, I could play this while the guests are coming in. Okay. 12 years old and
and addicted to pork. No one thought Monica would marry. She knew her way around a knife and a fork.
Well, okay, Phoebe, but, yeah, that's great, but...
Okay, so you're not convinced. That's all right, because I got another one.
First time I met Chandler, I thought he was gay. But here I am singing on his wedding day.
Phoebe! No. If you would have let me finish, it goes on to say that he's probably not gay.
Sure, you guys don't have this problem. You're made of wood. Hey, thanks. You look great.
Well, thanks.
You okay over there?
I don't know. You know, I feel a little, No, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to be fine.
Well, don't worry about it. I mean, you were probably tired. You'd had a lot of champagne. Happens to everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, happy Monica's night.
Well, thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Hey, can you believe this? Can you believe they are actually getting married?
Well, sure, but I get married all the time, so. You okay?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, do you think we're ever going to have that?
You mean we, you and me?
Oh, no. We, you with someone, and me with someone.
Oh, good. You scared me a minute.
No, shake it off.
I mean, no, it's just because you and I, we were like a nightmare. No, but there were some good times.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, like there was,
Surely you can think of something good.
Yeah, just give me a minute. Oh, well. Yes, I can think of one good thing.
What?
You were always really good at the, stuff.
Yeah, I was good at the stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I really liked your hand.
My hand?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Way to go, guy. You know, you were really good at this stuff, too.
Oh, I know. What are you thinking about?
Just some stuff.
Mm. Hey, you know what we never did? Oh, no, not that. We never had a bonus night.
A what?
You know, a bonus night. You know how two people break up, but then they get back together just for one night?
One night, just sex. No strings attached.
Yeah, we never had that.
No.
No.
Okay, this is getting a little crazy. So, I mean, I'm sure it would be amazing, but I gotta say, I really, really don't think it would be a good idea, you know? I really, really... don't.
Well, at least I can still do some things.
So. Suck, dude.
Take whatever you want. Just please don't hurt me.
So you play a little PlayStation, huh? That's whack. PlayStation is whack. Sup with the whack PlayStation, sup. Huh? Come on, am I 19 or what?
Yes. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the dumbest a person can look, you are definitely 19.
Come on, man, really? How old?
Young. You're a man-child. Okay? Now go get changed, because everybody's ready, and please, oh please, keep my underwear.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Joe?
Yeah?
You've had a lot of sex, right?
When? Today? Some, not a lot.
Well, just the reason that I'm asking is because I kind of, I was unable to... I mean, I really wanted to, but I couldn't... I cannot believe I'm asking advice from somebody who's wearing that hat. I had an incident.
Don't worry about that, man. That happens.
It's happened to you?
Yeah, once.
Well, what'd you do?
I did it anyway.
Phoebe, come on, let's go. Why aren't you dressed yet?
I'm sorry, but I just wrote the best dance song for your wedding. Check this out.
No, see, I'll tell you what. If you get ready now, I'll let you play it at the wedding.
Really? Oh, that's so exciting. Thank you. Thanks, Mon. Oh, but Mon, if you touch my guitar again, I'm going to have to pound on you a little bit.
Fair enough. Now go get ready.
Okay.
Let's get everybody out. Finally, we can start celebrating my... I'm sorry. Apparently, I've opened the door to the past.
Okay, Monica, Mon, okay, what you just saw...
Can I ask you just a little question? Why tonight? What? See, I've been waiting my whole life to be engaged. And unlike some people, I only plan on doing this once. So, you know, I maybe this is selfish, and I'm sorry about it, but I was kind of hoping tonight could just be about that.
Oh, honey, but it is.
No, it's not. No, now it's about you and Ross getting back together.
What?
See, yeah, you kind of stole my thunder.
Okay, ho-ho, we did not steal your thunder because we are not getting back together.
Yeah, no, and you know what? Nobody even saw.
Yeah.
That's true. I swear, we just kissed.
It was just a kiss.
You guys kissed? What does this mean? Are you getting back together? Can I sing at your wedding?
Thunder being stolen. Okay, come on, baby, it's nothing.
Look,
Monica,
let's not make a big deal out of this. It was a one-time thing.
It doesn't even matter.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you guys are talking about this. The problem's in the bedroom between a man and a woman. All right? Now, Chandler is doing the best he can.
I don't think that's what they were talking about, Joe.
No, but let's talk about it.
What a great night. Chandler can't do it. These guys kissed.
What? You guys kissed? This is huge.
No, and it's really not huge.
And people thinking it's huge has led Monica to believe that we are stealing her thunder, which we are not.
Well, we're still talking about it, aren't we?
Well, yeah, that and Chandler's problem.
Monica, listen. Would it make you feel better if we all stopped talking about Ross and Rachel?
Yeah, that would be lovely.
You got it. Okay, now I can pass for 19, right?
Yes, you can pass for 19.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Seriously, no, okay? You can play your own age, which is 31.
I'm 30.
No, you are not. You're 31.
Oh, crap.
Okay, so the plaza, okay? We'll get us some Mai Tais. Maybe no more for you, though.
No, I think that I don't feel like going to the plaza anymore.
Oh, why? This is ridiculous.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't. Especially with you.
Psst, that is whack.
Okay, I think I'll play it at the wedding.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if they actually let you play. Huh? I mean, they tell you anything you want to hear, like you look 19, and then they just take it away, like no, you don't.
I don't think Monica's going to take this away.
Wouldn't she?
Would she?
Would she?
Would she? Would she? Well, it's starting to sound like wood cheese.
Man, I could go for some wood cheese right now.
Guess who?
Hey,
I just realized we kind of left some stuff up in the air.
What do you think Monica meant when she said, I don't want to talk, especially with me? I mean, why not especially you and me? We were both out there kissing.
Still thinking about it, huh?
Come on, seriously, what did she mean by that? Especially you.
Who cares?
I care.
And so do I.
You know what? I have to go talk to her. Will you let me just get changed?
Okay, sure.
Am I going to let you watch me undress?
No.
I can't believe her. You know, it's just, it's so typical.
Now, Monica, I know you're upset, but don't forget, there is going to be a wedding. You are going to throw the bouquet, and then there's going to be a honeymoon, maybe in Paris.
Paris?
We will take a moonlit walk on the Rue de la Blah, 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 Blah.
Keep talking.
Then we will sprinkle rose petals on the bed and make love. Not just because it's romantic, but because I can.
I love you. Bonjour, monsieur.
Okay, don't say anything. You might scare it away. It's Paris. Who knows we're here?
Hi, Steve. What's that? Okay, you said I could sing at your wedding, so I'm just going to need a small deposit.
What?
You know, just some good faith money to hold the date.
Steve, we're not giving you a deposit for our wedding.
Oh, I see.
They break your heart, don't they?
No, I really need their permission.
Yeah, if you want to sing at their wedding, well, you sing at their wedding.
Yeah, and if you want to look 19, then you... You gotta do something about your eyes.
What? What's wrong with my eyes?
They give you away. There's too much wisdom in there. Just put some tea bags on them for like 15 minutes.
Now to get rid of my wisdom?
Maybe just 10 minutes for you.
Give her the deposit. Give her the ring. I don't care.
Yeah? Monica? What did you mean before when you said you didn't want to talk to anyone, especially me?
What a great apology, and you accepted. Bye-bye.
No, seriously, what was the especially me part about?
Well, let's just say it's not the first time you've stolen my thunder.
What?
Hey, here's a thought.
Monica, what are you talking about? My sweet 16, remember you went to third base with my cousin Charlie?
Ah, third base.
It's all everybody at the party could talk about. Monica, you know what? The only reason I did that was because your party was so boring. We had a caricature it. Whenever I get married, guess who won't be asked to sing? Somebody named Geller and somebody else named Bing. Monica, your sweet 16 was like a million years ago. And yet... here you are doing it again. Oh, Monica, I don't want to steal your stupid thunder.
Oh, please, why else would you have made out with Ross?
Got me.
All right, easy, Mimey. The moment has passed. It ain't going to happen. I just thought it'd be nice if I could have just this one night. I swear, I never wanted any part of your night. No one was supposed to see us kissing. Oh, is that why you did it in the secret hallway where nobody ever goes?
Rachel, I've been thinking... I don't think us getting together tonight is such a good idea. I'm calling it off.
Way to save your dignity, my man.
Mom, why? Why would I ever want to take away from your night? I don't know. I don't know, maybe you're feeling a little resentful. Maybe you thought that you'd get married first. Maybe you can't stand the fact that your formerly fat friend is getting married before you. Oh, wow. That, you know what? That is so... unfair. You know what? Now I want to steal your thunder. Come on, Ross. Let's go have sex. I can't believe you're going to have sex on my engagement night.
Well, somebody should.
Look, if we're going to do this...
We're not going to do this, all right? She's just going to think that we're doing it.
I see, so everybody wins.
Who is it? Okay, well, we're Ross. Stop it, please. Wait a minute.
Ow!
Yeah, you like that, baby? May we help you? I just wanted to say that I hope you do have sex tonight, and I hope that you guys get back together. But I must warn you, the night that you announce your engagement, I'm going to announce that I'm pregnant.
How is that ever going to happen?
All right, Monica, do you want to know why I was with Ross tonight?
I know why.
No, you don't know why.
Okay, why?
Because I was sad. What do you mean? Look, I am so happy for you guys. But you getting married just reminds me of the fact that I'm not. I'm not even close. And I don't know, maybe I just wanted to make myself feel better. And I know that that's dumb, but oh my God, you were so depressed when Ross got married that you slept with Chandler.
I don't care, she slept with me.
Anyway, sweetie, I'm so sorry I ruined your night.
I'm sorry I almost made you sleep with Ross.
Well, I'm going to take off. Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
And, Rachel.
Yeah.
What can I say? You missed your chance. From now on, the only person who's going to enjoy these bad boys is me.
She just stayed and stayed. That's right, I'm here all night, and Chandler will never get paid.
Here's a dollar. Consider it a deposit. Please sing at our wedding.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Oh. Now, who will perform the ceremony? Who will perform the ceremony?
I'll count on him in the morning.
听力课堂，欢迎
听啊点啊。
听力课堂，欢迎
听力课堂，欢迎
听啊点啊。